Hi all on Blind Cool Tech, this is Donna Slater. Please excuse the intermittently croaky voice. I seem to have got some sort of throat infection at the moment. This podcast is a trip that we took on May Bank holiday to some trains at a village called Staveley in Cumbria. Now, these trains belong to a private house, and they basically open the trains up to the public on bank holidays. They do it as a not-for-profit thing. They plough all their money back into the trains and the train line. And what it is a 7 3/4 inch gauge line. For anyone not familiar with trains, that is a really, really, really narrow line. The trains which run on it are very small. The carriages are of the type where you sit astride a seat, and you either have your foot on small planks called foot plates at either side of the seat. Or occasionally the carriage is a little bit more enclosed, and you have your feet at either side of the seat, but actually on a footplate with like a built-up edge to it, so that the carriage is a bit more enclosed. The engines are really small as well. It's quite difficult for me to actually give you some sort of scale, to be honest, but. But the engines are very, very small. You might get some idea from the sort of sounds they make. Engines come to this particular track from all over the country. In fact, they periodically come from all over the world because it's one of the longest 7 3/4 gauge tracks in the world. And it's one of the very few that are open to to members of the public. We feel very lucky to live so near these trains. The owners are very friendly, and all the volunteers are very friendly. And because we've gone so many times, they all know us quite well. Alex, my son, is really interested in trains. He loves it there. And this time we took his friend Jack as well, who'd never been before. And he seemed to thoroughly enjoy himself. Most of the podcast speaks for itself. I apologise for the microphone sounds at the beginning of the podcast in particular. I was wearing a coat at the time because it had been raining and it was still quite chilly, and my microphone was sort of under the lapel of my coat, and you get quite a bit of sound from that. But I think it does improve as it goes on, and I just hope that you all really enjoy it. I am on the BCT list, and if anyone wants to contact me off list, my email address is Donna, Donna, dot Slater, Slater, at TalkTalk, Talk, dot net. Oh, and the podcast itself was recorded on the Olympus WM WS320M, and this introduction is recorded on my computer using Goldwave, but with a absolutely horrendous microphone. So many apologies for that, but it's just as it is, I'm afraid. Okay, well, on with the podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. If anyone wants any more information, please let me know.
I can hear a diesel going round now. Somewhere.
I can.
Do you not hear it?
I don't hear anything.
No, maybe it's not raining now. It's still eating that. Ow. You need a drink? Have you got one?
I took the hat off Dad's head.
Yeah, maybe I should wear it. What do you reckon? Should I wear Daddy's umbrella?
Yeah.
You didn't want one. You've got
two of them. No, I don't want it on, actually, really.
Are you okay?
I'm just doing it for the badness of it.
Right, because of that...
Yeah?
You've got to get one for your birthday.
Oh, no! No, 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 no.
They're really expensive.
I still really don't want one for my birthday. Even though they're really expensive, I don't want one.
Look, Mum, you don't open that one. I will keep it for you, Mum.
I'll have to find a friend that's rich.
What, to buy me a hat?
Yeah. No.
I don't want a hat!
If you're a rich person, then you'll have to have
golden meals. Right, Alex,
did you?
Have a slurp of that and then let Bethany have a slurp.
No, here you are, I really don't want it. There you go. Thank you. That was only teasing.
You've had it, you've got to get a hat now.
I don't want a hat! No!
You can get it before your birthday.
No, 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 no. No hat.
Your birthday's on Christmas.
Christmas Eve, yeah. It is.
Mum, Mummy doesn't let me.
He's having a drink, he'll give you some now. You're right, Jack.
Did you hear how I sang? Let's get out before Dad shifts off.
He wouldn't really shift you. Oops.
They don't want to. That's because you've got a sound. That's our album.
Well, hang on a minute, you two. Right.
Is it reading?
A little bit, yeah. Oh no! I don't want that! Yuck! This huge, massive umbrella!
I've had it up for now, it's not really.
I'm not having it up at all, I'll be lethal with it.
Can I show Jack where to get to the station?
Yes.
You can, but don't push in or anything.
Don't push in. Come on, out!
What is it? It's a big golf umbrella thing, anyhow.
Here's the drink.
Where? Can I go to it? The station?
Yes. Don't push in.
I got my phone in.
That's what kept ringing, was Bethany's phone, her toy one, that she's just rediscovered.
Yeah.
She'll probably drive us mad with now.
Look, I expect.
Maybe. Or something.
Are you going around, are you?
No, just get some for them for now. We'll see, I might do, but...
Hey, Jack, you know what I like? Dad, you might
hold on, I don't want it.
It's gone now.
Yeah, you know what I like
to do? Where people are parked, I like... Wait there, and I'll take it through. There's a seat behind you.
I'm going to do my
tickety-tickety.
Hi there. Pie in the seat.
Excuse me?
Three children.
Thank
you. Oh, it's happy,
just three
children.
There you go. All right.
Three children.
Right, you got it?
Yeah. You've got crumbs on your mouth.
Sorry?
You've got crumbs on your mouth.
on my map. Have they gone? Is that the American style one? Matt. What was that one that just went past?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? No, it's just the three of them.
They're regulars, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They shouldn't be a problem.
They know their way around.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Jack, thank you.
And Jack, remember.
I didn't get a chance to speak to you, but I saw you at Easter.
Yeah.
You were up there by the bluebells having a walk around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just... Okay.
Okay.
You're waiting for another one? Yeah. Yep, right. Okay. You ready?
Hey, what's that thing called?
Got some regulars there, Edward.
Right. Bye, Mom, guys!
Bye! See you later!
Bye.
Bye!
Both well?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Hi, Mona.
Hello. What's this, 7 3/4, isn't it? Is that right? Yeah. Good. It's definitely 3/4. I just couldn't remember. Seven, isn't it? Yeah. Steam one, is it? Over there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not warm. I think it's meant to be summer or nearly summer. Sorry? Mm-hmm, that is, yeah. There's one catching up to you. It's a steam one. Is that the American style one? A big what, sorry?
Wide fat funnel on it.
Right. Comes another one.
Busy. Yeah.
Not as busy as we've seen it though, is it? Do you remember when we had to park ages away that time?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
More gaps. And since we've parked, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
Right.
12 cars in.
Right, that's good. Good that it's busy, even when it's wet.
There's six trains on the track.
Is there?
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to get Jack on it if we possibly could.
There's his five.
Five, yeah. Sun could do with being out more.
The little blue one is under pressure, so you can't see on.
Right.
Just now.
Right.
It's coming back on, it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, here comes another. I'd quite like to do one circuit with them, actually. Right. Just because. Hmm?
Get everybody out.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But with the steam one, preferably.
Yes. Alright, not for any of the circuits.
Sorry? Yeah. Hmm? One of them with us. So that they do three in total, yeah? Yeah. Because Alex's commentary is so funny at times. It's really funny. Got some pictures to show Lee and Rob.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Oh. It's not actually viable to take one of the kids to Chester Zoo, I don't think. Yeah, it's. I could do it. Actually, given that Alex and whoever we take wouldn't need a booster, it wouldn't be so bad. Why? What the heck?
Good morning!
Hi, you alright? Fine. The kids want to sleep at my mum's on Tuesday night. I'll have to talk to her about it. See what she says. I was just, if they want to, I was just thinking if there was anywhere nearer to us that Annette and David might enjoy. Sorry? Yeah, we better have. Hmm? It's called
Walnut Creek.
Walnut Creek, right.
Wild West style, styley.
Right. Let Alex hear one of the podcasts that Neil had done, and he was like, "Oh, how can the trains be so long?" It just goes on and on, you know, and it's just this one train going through. It's just. Oh, that sun's nice when it's out.
Yeah.
The sun's nice when it's out.
They just sound a bit like the Loop, don't they?
What, the trains? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But he'd done it really well with the stereo as well. So you could hear each carriage moving across as well. It's really good. Alex was well impressed.
Oh, not again.
No, I think that will do.
What else can we do then?
Yeah.
What
can we do? Go to the holiday house.
What can we do here?
No. Where have you got some biscuits?
Oh, yeah.
Where have you got some biscuits?
Don't get
too big
with them,
Dad, and then... Do you want to walk there?
Let your light free!
Oh, there you
go. I want to light free.
Oh, I don't know, Jen.
Typhoon stuck to her ear.
Bethany is. Well, she'll be having a good conversation with herself. At least she's not smiling at Jack.
Hi, Dora.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're well.
Yeah, good.
We're well, thank you. Yes, and now the sun's come out.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm having a good kid,
yes. Yes.
I'm just wondering whether I dare take my anorak off. But I think we might leave it on a little bit longer.
A little bit longer, yeah.
Are we all ready, kids? Are we all right? Yeah, you brought a mate with you.
We have. We've brought one extra this time.
An extra in the...
Yeah.
I pulled a muscle.
Have you, darling? What have you been doing?
Landed on his head on the trampoline.
Oh,
dear. So where is it? Round here somewhere? Just about there. You have to have a bit of pain to get it going back in. Is that where it is? Yeah? Am I in the right neck of the woods there? Yeah? Yes, if you could just stay like this a few hours.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful, wouldn't it? We had a lovely day yesterday.
Is it good?
Really busy, but
was
steady.
It? Yeah,
you know,
good.
It was cold, so good. People didn't linger too long.
Yeah.
Good do.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to?
Yes, you can have another go.
You can.
Wait, Alex, wait.
Hang on, you need tickets.
You need tickets. You've got to get one for Bethy as well.
Gosh. Yes.
There you go. Keep all of that. Alex is getting it. Go on.
Yes.
That's another one we ought to think about. Halloween one.
Those are the clippers.
Have we got a timetable, did we? Yeah?
No, you can't. Go on. Right, Alex, you'll go give him the ticket then. Right. Right, you get sales on a steam train this time.
On a steam train this time.
Let's wait for him.
Who wants the tickets?
Yeah. Have they got tickets? Yeah. I got £2.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to wait because we can't all get on together.
Hey, there's a
But I'll tell you what, Alex.
One daddy and one little boy.
Look at my
It's better than the value of that funfair thing yesterday.
Oh, I didn't want it.
No, it was the one.
£1.50
for just a really short, wasn't it? Bounce on a bouncy castle.
Which you can do on a trampoline.
Yeah. It's rubbish.
Look at helicopter, low higher.
Oh yeah, that is low. That is low.
Yes, but we're taking the steam train down. We're taking the steam train down. What? It is spills. Yeah. It used to be gray. Maybe we went too fast. Let's take a slow one. Like the steam train.
They go up more or less the same speed, actually, Alex. Not a lot of difference.
Yeah.
Round again. Are you coming again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got two.
So how old are you three?
I'm seven. I'm 7 years old.
Right.
And I'm four.
Four.
How old are you? Oh, never again.
She's the youngest. Yeah.
Is she?
I never die because I'm only a small one.
You're only a small one, right?
She's four going on 14, though.
I know.
Okay, Bethany, you're not first in the queue. Okay, you stand back, let these other people go.
Are you going on the front now?
We've chosen one we're going to wait for.
All right.
That's okay. That's if he doesn't go out of service before it comes to us.
This way, James.
Right. Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, James.
Carry on, we're waiting for him.
Right, big one.
Putting the coal in.
You're sitting in the big one. Thank you.
I like my car.
Are you in the under offence?
No, we'll walk round, please. Sorry?
We're going to be insignificant.
No. Not this time.
Yeah.
Go for a long, slow ride. Take 20 minutes to set. Then off synchronous to the end and out on the way.
And then we're going to go on again. You come again for the time. I won't go on again.
Sounds good. The Halloween one. Who was? All right. I didn't catch that. I'll ask him. Sorry. I'll ask next time I'm chatting to him. But I can't think of his name. Which is unusual for me. Yeah, very usual for you. Goodness.
Oops. Hopeless.
Sorry?
Hopeless.
No, it's more usual for you to forget names. I'm usually really good with them. He gets mine wrong all the time. I'm now Dawn instead of Donna. Never mind. They're not. They're being directed off in a different way.
That time was turned about four times.
Oh yeah. They'll come round eventually.
Six running at the same time.
Six.
This one is blowing a very clear smoke.
All right. We didn't get any holes this time, did we? Is she? She said she was going in one with a roof. Sorry?
People are now out and having picnics.
Yeah, I think the weather's still a bit iffy. So, it's all sort of landscaped, isn't it? I mean, I know there's characters around the track and everything, but like the whole area is quite landscaped, isn't it?
Well, the track is pretty well like that. It's not that landscaped that way, really.
Right.
I mean, it's like the rocks and things, you know, it's natural rocks it's going on.
Right.
Landscape where they've had to put the track in.
Right. Right. And that's just with the characters and the fountain and things like that and the signals, yeah?
Landscape over towards the house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is more like a field.
Right, yeah. What length would you say the track is now?
It's about a mile.
A mile now? It's like there are different ways you can go around it, aren't there?
Yeah.
So it's not just like a straight circuit. Sorry?
We're running 6 different turns.
Yeah. We're going to do the next one with them then.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
Have to be a steel as well, so
no, definitely. Not a diesel. Alex is impartial, I'll give him that. He just likes trains for the sake of liking trains, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
You know, if it's a diesel it's fine. If it's whatever. Oh, I can smell the steam as well now. It's a nice smell. Oh dear, I didn't know, but I did say that I probably get in touch and I've completely forgotten actually. But they did know it was on, so they were going on a canal trip on Lancaster Canal actually. But she said she might. What?
Today?
Yeah, she said she might have left that. She didn't know. I can't do anything about it, I haven't got my phone. And I did genuinely forget, I didn't do that deliberately. Umbrella. Well, it's got the brim all the way around. And you said it keeps the rain off, so. I'm not having one. I will give it back to you.
Stitched with Donna's hat in big loud.
I won't wear it, Matt. So there's really no point. You're just like wasting your money. Because I really will not wear it. You've lost them? Oh dear. Is it finished?
Yeah. You can see them go around through the St. Mary's hole.
All right. As usual.
We got a bit left!
Never mind.
Did you go up there twice?
No.
Oh, Alex, stop you whinging!
Whinging.
Worm?
It's at least 10 minutes since you were here, you know.
Tell you.
If not a bit longer.
Pardon. Talk about diplomacy or whatever, manners. He hasn't got any. Oh.
Can we? Why don't you just have a rest and then glue Daddy in a bit later? No, it's not the greatest investment in the world.
What's
Laura
that?
Went to the zoo with a mate yesterday, £10.50 to get in.
Oh,
she said this makes £2 a pound.
It does. No, it's brilliant value. We went yesterday. We went to that thing that was on at Ulverston. That there were like pantomime horses.
Oh,
and
was
stuff.
It a panto race?
Yeah, and they had like fairground rides there. £1.50.
Yeah,
and it was like you were on and off. It's just that was it, you know.
I suppose they've got to pay minimum wage and all that now.
No, but even so,
it does seem a lot.
It does.
Blackpool Pleasure Beach, most of the big rides are £6.
No, we've avoided that.
the wristbands are a good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're about £25. It sounds an awful lot, but they can ride
all the day. Yeah.
On very expensive rides.
Yeah. Alex will hardly go on anything anyway.
Is he
so
not
it's just
like that though. Well, that's
Bethany
right.
Would. She's like.
Yeah, she Laura can... goes on every the worst there is.
Yeah.
Pop down there, Bethany, let's put the chain on. You
could
be chain guard.
Ooh! Chain guard. Can you get some tickets? Chain guard. Yeah? Okay, so you have to walk there. Or not?
I do actually get a scar on that side.
Well,
three and two adults this time. And three. Two adults and three children.
Oh, wow!
Take that.
Bethany, we're going to have another ride.
How many rides are you allowed?
Well, we buy tickets, so this will probably be the last one now.
Last time round.
We're going as well.
But we're all coming.
Yeah, in a minute. We're all going this time. Yep. All of them. And you? Well, that's all right. It was only...
Honestly. Alex, have you given Bethany her ticket?
I will.
Right.
You should have three tickets each. Bethany?
As long as you've got one without a hole in it, that'll do. Keep hold of that.
Have you seen Albert out there?
Yeah, you've been looking at it now.
Captain of the Pirate of Peter Pan,
yeah.
Neil looks an expert.
He's
been
round the right.
Yeah,
it's
like that.
You
think
they're
best.
You are, Matt. Take that. Matt, thank you.
Can't do it when you've got kids.
I don't know if you can stand up.
Yeah, you're nearly back.
What?
Here. He sat independently in the other carriage.
Not here though.
Well, there you go.
And remember, look out for the snake.
Well, this is
look out for the snake. I'm not
thank you. Is Mum coming for a ride this time?
Yeah, decided to.
That's nice.
Not your dad though.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. Matt's coming as well.
Matt's coming.
Yeah,
we're
putting
it
in.
Right.
What's
that?
Oh, my God.
Right, now you know about not leaving down, behaving
yourself. I don't want you picking
up the daisies.
An engine called Jack.
Look, corn. Unicorn. The one we went on just went through it like it was on the other track.
Steam.
There.
is, yeah. Well, not but because when it comes out and it's up in the air when it comes out and so it's cooled down.
I'm gonna catch this ball. Hey, watch it. Hey, watch it. The best spotter and finder, isn't it? A ball. Hey, did you know those signals have many heads to fall? Did you know those signals?
Actually, all the time you've ridden around this and that's not happened, Alex. They're good with their signals. Yeah, well, a bird wouldn't be hurt by that. Also, Alex, I think it was just a telephone wire, so... It will be fine. Yeah, they don't run as much electricity through them.
Yeah.
her getting ashed.
Yeah?
Getting ashed. From the steam, from the... To describe, yeah.
How come they've got pink adult tickets now? How come they've got pink adult tickets?
I think it's just whatever tickets they decide to use, Alex. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, well, they've had different ones printed.
Aye.
Now, how often do you see me wear pink? I think I've got one pink jumper, that's all. Sorry? Right. It's not like they break the bank, is it? That and he needs to know that you don't. I mean, I'll talk to him later about that. Different if it was an extortionate price, but then you wouldn't come very often, would you? So,
how come they get to go that way? They can't be that way.
How's ours doing in our garden? Hopefully it's gone.
How are you now? How are you now?
What?
Looking at our house.
What, at home?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It's probably not.
Well, hopefully it's moved on then. Grass seed. Yeah.
That's got one.
A mole?
Yeah.
Oh no, have we seen it up there? Maybe pitch to lift with us. No, I don't think you would he? Yeah.
A real one?
Yes, unfortunately. It's made quite a mess. If they want to, yeah. Whatever.
Right, it's, okay. No, it did say.
Right, what, with the same ticket are they going to do? Yeah, okay.
You too. All right. Not took stones, please. Steffi?
Oh, yeah?
No, not a biscuit. Come on.
Go on. Right, you can eat more dinner.
You can eat more sandwich then.
Oh, we're going this way. I thought you already had three tickets.
Come on.
We're not going for another ride, are we?
Oh, do you not want to?
Yeah, I do. I don't have any. We've already got some tickets for
four. Come on.
No,
a second
to go.
You've just come off this one, haven't you?
Yes.
Do you want to go on this one, or do you want to wait for another one?
Wait for a different one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, you put the one.
This one will all lick you.
Right, any more for this one?
No. Well,
right.
Okay. Right, catch this train, sir. Come through. These folk are waiting for them. It's the wrong colour for them, sorry.
To be punched in again. Isn't that right, Mum? Maybe get Jackie's them all over the
Well, that's okay.
Haven't had a good ride yet this morning, have we? Haven't had a good ride yet this morning.
Are you with us or without us, Mr. Higgins?
Dad, can we go on
Sydney
by ourselves? Just me and Dad?
Oh,
Amber!
Hi,
come here.
Alex! You will get to go on nothing if you carry on like that. Just stop it.
Get cracking.
You do not be nasty to your little sister. Understand?
We can't do with it.
They all have to go. Yeah, basically, either that you all get on or you don't go on it. That's it.
Oh, but the little blue trains only got two.
Right, things. Then you don't go on the blue one.
I'm going on the blue one, aren't I? We've already been on the diesel. Yeah. We haven't been on the one after the diesel. Can we go on the one after the diesel? We've already been on.
That's the American, yeah.
Just wait.
Is that first time here?
I'm allowed on the blue one, aren't I?
No, not by yourself.
Time here that I know of.
It's only two people allowed on the blue
one. Right, well, go on a different one then.
Only allowed two people on the
So go on a different one then.
We're going on the American, not the diesel. We've already been on the diesel.
Yes, well, someone here wants to go on the diesel. I'll
press it. I want to go on the diesel.
Bethany, you have a magnificent way of being the most awkward thing possible.
Yeah, we're going on the American, aren't you?
Well, it's nice to go on different trains. Just get them back. Look, see what that one's called. Steam Bath on the outer line.
Come on!
Bethany? Bethany?
There was a lady who requested
Bethany.
That one's
no. Hard. We just said to the others that you're going to see him.
I go on that one.
You go with the boss, or are you the boss?
Bethany.
Oh, right. Okay.
Bethany.
Dad. Any more for this train? No.
One called Jack, is it? Yeah. No. Bethany, do you want to go and sit in the car?
No.
Right, stop that now and wait for the train with Alex and Jack.
We're going on that one.
Are you going to go away?
That one.
Right, you know about not leaving
it, okay? Jack, come on. Jack. Jackie.
Just wait until you're sold.
Right.
We're going on a blue one. No. No. Right. We're going on. Only allowed one person on it. Yeah, it looks like one person. We're not going on that blue one.
Because you're all going on
together. That's all right.
So you can get on. So
okay, oh.
Come on through and get you on there. Yes, that's right. That's what I'm organising.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
You three sit on there. I want to take your picture with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't intending to. What?
Yeah,
oh, well, go on then. Yeah. Will do. Thank you. Got it. Yep.
Can you hold my ticket?
Pardon?
Oh,
Oh, you're all right, you got in room there. Why don't you move back a bit? There you go.
Are you going to walk, Dad?
No, doesn't look like. I'm going to ride as well. Look at the camera.
Look.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Oh, don't do that! Pardon? We're not doing ice cream.
No, it's just a really noisy.
Oh,
noise.
I know.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream.
Oh. Rocky, stop.
Oh, excellent. It's nice and warm now. It's lovely. I think if we go to the bobbin mill, we need to check if it's steaming, because if it's not, we won't do it today, yeah? Pardon? Yeah? Can she lean on me?
Hey, on you get. Right, cross the line and on you get.
What size is the shovel that they use for the coal? It's just really tiny.
Basically, the
right. Pardon?
Green light, especially for you. Keep your feet on the foot plates, please. And no talking on the train.
Is this a first?
Involved in. like that, and then after he got wet by it loads of times, the driver let him actually blow it. He still remembers that. Yeah. All right. Well, it's not doing any harm, is it? I mean. What do you mean? No, I don't think. From what? I wish I could remember his name. I would guess they must buy the boilers in. Because I don't think they've got anything as but I mean everything else they have to like restore and build up and all the woodwork and everything else. Chester Zoo, don't you? The monorail, yeah, and?
Back here.
Yep. Mum and Dad to go with us to Chester. I don't know. Probably not. Yes. Young lady, you will be in trouble. Excellent, so we've got a Peter Pan and a Captain Hook. Wow. some of them have to slow down for the upbeat, don't they? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, yeah. I don't mind the odd time, she's just swinging a leg and kicking me before. Yeah. thought the Captain Hook one had just gone to the left in front of it. All right. Sorry?
You're out past the engine shed.
Right, yeah.
Please.
Come on.
Thanks.
Come on, Jack. Let's go back to the car now.
Back to the car now, please.
I'm going back where I was.
It's worth bringing the umbrella.
Pardon? It was not worth bringing the umbrella. It was not. No. Yeah.
Well then.
They're just a confounding nuisance. Like umbrella hats.
Pumper's got stuck.
Sorry?
Alex, what are you doing? Stand still.
Oh, Lord.